You're tuned in to The Morning Program with Nadia Mitsopoulos on ABC Radio Perth.
And on the ABC Listen app.
We know there's a lot going on inside the minds of teenagers, and high school can be a very difficult place to navigate. But one southern suburb school is really stepping up in this space, encouraging some very tough conversations around mental health. Morning's reporter Kate Lever popped into Kelmscott Senior High School to speak to some Year 11 and 12 students about what's on their mind, what their stresses are, and why they're speaking up about mental health on social media.
Hi, I'm Nicole Sparia. I'm a Year 12 student at Kelmscott Senior High School.
Hi, my name's Josie and I'm in Year 11.
I think dealing with exam stress and school stress, especially like people putting too much pressure on themselves in ATAR, where it's really competitive and you need to maintain your marks and you're ranked as well. So having to stay in your rank, it's really difficult.
You know, I think there's an overwhelming expectation to succeed and do the correct path. And, there's so many other options that people don't really talk about.
I think peer pressure is a big one. They do talk about it in when you start high school as it being a big thing. But I think people forget that it still exists in Year 12, especially because everyone's trying to find them, discover themselves. And there's that added pressure when you go out to parties or you're doing things with friend groups to drink or do other things that are not necessarily the best for you. Other things as well is a lot of eating disorders were brought on by social media, and especially with girls, a lot of girls in my year won't eat during lunch times because, you know, you want to keep that ideal body and image.
What kind of things are on there that are sort of prompting those thoughts?
I think social media can do a lot of good, but also a lot of bad in that way. A lot of kind of socialites and celebrities who Photoshop their images, and it kind of gives people false realities and makes them think that they have to look that way when in reality that's not the truth. With school, I run an Instagram page called Voice Speak Up Speak Out, and that's a very positive place. So it's mainly things about mental health and feminism. So there's a lot about how you can look after yourselves, how you can reach out to others, how to cope with anxiety, and little tips and tricks. I know a few people who actually through social media and the advertisement of these services actually use them to reach out, which I thought was great. And through that, I found other positive places online where people are talking about mental health and sharing these positive stories, uplifting one another, and it's not just a negative, terrible place. Even in our homeroom classes, we're taught a lot about mental health, and for Are You Okay Day, that was a real emphasis around the entire school. There's always people ready to talk about things.
And Nicole, I've got a copy of your Are You Okay Day speech in front of me. Tell me about some of the themes you had in that and what kind of message you wanted to get across.
I wanted to talk about how asking Are You Okay goes a lot further than just asking the question. It's a lot more about asking yourself if you're ready for the conversation that comes after. Are you ready to take the steps with that person in seeking help? For me, I've seen lots of my friends go through a lot, especially this year. Giving that speech was kind of encouraging people to reach out to their friends, because you never know who will need it. If people look good on the outside, it's not necessarily how they actually are. But I think a lot of people feel scared to come forward, because especially in a school, if you do come forward, your parents are notified, and some people, they're very scared to do that because it will upset their relationship.
Do you think there needs to be changes in any way?
Yeah, I think there needs to be a higher level of confidentiality with young people coming forward with these issues, just so that more people can come forward and aren't scared to and aren't struggling.
Hi, my name is Debbie Calitrola. I'm the school psychologist at Kelmscott High School.
Do you have any advice for parents of teenagers about how to approach a teenager? Because it might be very different to how you would approach an adult or a colleague.
Give the young person a warning. Don't interrupt them when they're on their way out or when doing something they're enjoying. Sometimes even just those accidental chats, like when you're driving in the car or waiting in an appointment or something, just those incidental conversations are great. And often, you know, if you are wanting to chat to your young person, try and keep it brief. A big one over the last few years is anxiety, definitely. It was depression, but anxiety is now taking over. So I see a lot of young people for anxiety-related issues. We have young people who start to miss a lot of time off school, who might avoid going to certain classes. They'll present with physical, physiological symptoms like, you know, headaches and stomach aches. Look, social media is, I mean, it's got its place, and I'm not one to advise kids not to use it, but I guess what young people also tell me is that social media can also not make them feel so great, trying to get likes. So it's a place where there's a lot of judgment. Just let your children know that they can talk to you about anything and everything, and that you might not always like it, but you're always willing to listen, try not to be judgmental.
What would you like adults or teachers to know about people that are your age? Like something that they might not realise about what teenagers and young people are going through?
That sometimes young people can look really okay on the outside and be happy and be joking around, but on the inside they're not, like, they're struggling, and that often doesn't go seen or noticed unless someone, like one of their friends, brings it to the staff member's attention.
Stop criticising Gen Z for, like, doing TikTok and, like, social media. That, like, we live in a completely different world to what you know and what you understand, and I don't think it's right for you to criticise us just because you don't understand, and it makes us not want to talk to you about issues that are going on. There is a revolution starting within the internet where there's a lot more things like the body positive movement where, like, love who you are. There are people actively trying to fix it and do things to support others in it.
You're tuned in to The Morning Program with Nadia Mitsopoulos on ABC Radio Perth.
Gee, they spoke well. They spoke well, didn't they? That was Nicole and Josie, students from Kelmscott Senior High School, talking to Mornings reporter Kate Lever about using social media to start conversations about mental health. What bright young women, young girls they are.